Lesson 19, Crossroads. Principle 7, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer, in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 10, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Think about it. Jesus says, if you live as I tell you to, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's in John 8, verse 32. By working the principles and following Christ's directions, the foundation of your life has been rebuilt. You will undoubtedly see major changes in your life if you haven't already. But now you are at the crossroads of your recovery. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 warns us, so, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Steps 10 through 12 and principles 7 and 8 are where we will live out our recoveries for the rest of our time here on earth. They are much more than maintenance steps, as some have referred to them. These are the how I want to live the rest of my life steps and principles. As we begin to work step 10, we will see that it is made up of three key parts, each one corresponding to the acrostic for this lesson, T-E-N. T stands for take time to do a daily inventory. This is the what. We continued to take personal inventory. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 says, let us examine our ways and test them. And let us return to the Lord. The E in 10 stands for evaluate. Evaluate the good and the bad parts of our day. This is the why and when we were wrong. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10 says this. If we say that we have no sins, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. We are lying and calling God a liar, for He says we have sinned. The N in 10 stands for need. We need to admit our wrongs promptly. And this is the then what. We promptly admitted it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. This is how I want you to conduct yourself in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and, about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you. Abandon your offering, leave immediately, go to this friend and make things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. Practice keeping a daily journal for 1 week. Write out your daily inventory, the good and the bad. Look for negative patterns, issues that you are repeatedly writing down and having to promptly make amends for. Share them with your sponsor or accountability partner and set up an action plan for you, with God's help and power to overcome them. Write about it. Before you start working on step 10, take a moment to reflect and list some of the changes in your life that have come from working the steps and principles with Jesus as your higher power. Think about how has your behavior changed? What specific relationships have been restored or improved? How has your relationship with Jesus grown since you began your journey of recovery? List the new relationships that you have made along your journey. Number 2. In your own words, what does step 10 mean to you? Think about each phrase. We continued to take a personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. The what, we continued to take a personal inventory. The why, and when we were wrong, and then what, promptly admitted it. Point 3. Keep a daily journal over the next 7 days. Record the good along with the bad. Write down victories and areas of needed growth. Look for patterns. Share them with your sponsor or accountability partner at the end of the week. And point 4. When you are looking back over your 7 days journal, think about this. What did you learn by keeping your journal? What areas did you identify as strengths? What areas do you need to work on? Keeping a daily journal is a key tool to help you stay on track on your road to recovery. If you've done it for 7 days, why stop now? It's a healthy habit.